Hello. Welcome to the Snap UK.
it's a good start.
Thank
it's
you.
It's auspicious.
We're here at Chateau Paul. We're almost at full strength.
Four of us.
I mean, I don't want to get to five now because one, I only have four mics and four inputs, so I don't want to share.
Kobe's gone, mate.
Exactly. But yeah. So Griff is with us.
Woo!
Jim's with us.
Woohoo!
Paul is with us.
Oh, yeah!
And I'm here. So for those taking count, Gary can't be with us this week.
Didn't give an excuse.
Mattress sores.
He's doing a sponsored walk in honour of... did you know that four men a year die from incredibly explosive diarrhea?
I'm amazed Paul's still with us.
And he's doing that. He's doing a walk in honour of those trying to raise some money for explosive diarrhea awareness. And good for him.
EDA's so, been a problem for years.
Exactly. Mainly on this podcast.
mainly during the podcast.
Sometimes, because, yeah, we are disgusting human beings.
Sponsored by Toilet Duck this week.
Yeah. Going for the Charmin pound.
Yeah. When shit gets real.
Yeah.
Which is funny, because what Paul calls it when he gets to the toilet is pounding the Charmin. He also thought a toilet brush was for just assisting.
Yeah.
He didn't realise it was for using in the toilet.
Oh, yeah, it's a pre-tool for him.
Says the man who's never tried.
Anyway, so week 13, we're nearly the end of the season for some teams. I mean, some of us gave up 11 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
So did the Patriots offense.
Well, that's it, you know.
We've started early, okay. That's fine.
Well, you're here. I've not done a podcast with you for a while, so we've not had this opportunity.
I know. That's why I'm so ashamed of our inability to generate 9 points.
We did comment on our correlation last week about your attendance and the record of the Patriots being in sync. I've also noticed another correlation.
Go on.
The record of the Patriots and your form in fantasy football.
Now, that is true. Somehow, I have pulled off leading both leagues after having been horrendous for 7 years. It's a blow I'm willing to take if the Patriots have to suck for me to be good once. I'll take that.
Yeah.
I think you'll find the correlation with attendance is we've been shit all season and I haven't been able to make as many podcasts. That's all it is. That's as far as the correlation gets. It's disappointing to have the best defense in the league and the worst offense in the league. When you are worse than the Tim Boyle, Zach Wilson, Trevor Siemian Jets on offense, you suck. And that's where we're at. That's it. There's nothing, there's no redeeming features. Mac Jones is a glorified backup. Bailey Zappe is a glorified backup's backup. That's it. I got nothing. Who was the other guy? Cunningham?
Yeah,
no, Malik Cunningham. Just play him. Get Manziel out of retirement. It doesn't matter.
Did you wave him?
We've waved him and reclaimed him several times, yeah.
Okay.
Just, where's Edelman? He used to play quarterback at Kent State very famously. Let's get him back.
It's podcasting.
That's true.
Carson Wentz is still available.
Yeah, I mean...
Is he?
We're not... Yeah.
Oh, he's at the Rams.
He got signed by the Rams.
Carson Wentz is not available.
We're not that desperate. But, I don't know. Like, it's almost funny, but only almost. It's not quite funny yet. Terrible.
I mean, it's kind of funny.
So yeah, for you lot. But like, we've only conceded, 16, 17 points in the last three games and we've lost all three games. That's ridiculous.
But it's just like, it's so Patriots, you can't even lose exciting.
It's terrible. It's absolutely terrible.
You know, at least the Giants have the absolute temerity of character to get absolutely fucking blown out every game.
What was the last team to hold three teams to under 10 points and lose all three games? It's never happened in the combined NFL, but the last team to do it was 1938, and I think it was the Dakota Staleys, like a team that hasn't existed since the 50s. I believe so.
Wow.
Yeah.
And the last game they did it was against Staley's Chargers.
Yeah. Something like that. It was some ridiculously named team. There's Dakota Staleys, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
And then there was... something or other, triangles. Is it Chicago Triangles? It might have been them. One of the two. Yeah, they worked for the Triangle Zip Company or something ridiculous. So,
wow.
Yeah, this is how teams were formed. The only one left is the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah.
Oh, and the Chargers. That was a credit card company, hence charging.
I thought it was just that you were owned by the credit card guy.
No, well, yeah, he founded it.
Yeah.
But it was people, the first players were people that worked in the sorting room because everything was done by mail.
Oh, fair enough.
So there you go. So I know facts and I know my team suck. That's it. That's all I've got for you. At least I don't have to worry about the playoffs this year. I can sit back and enjoy that.
Well, I can remove that what, part. I can remove the watch Griff get angry about the Patriots part of the running order.
Yeah. I've gone past it. I'm a new man.
Do you have a preference for who replaces Bill next year?
Well, originally, we were talking about this before Jim got here. I thought it was going to be Bill O'Brien. I thought that's why they brought him in. Now I'm thinking they might clean house and go for one of the younger, you know, somebody's really young coordinator, like has happened with Shanahan at the Niners and, you know, whoever else has gone.
This is the Ben Johnson side.
Sirianni. I mean,
they've got to do a complete rebuild, haven't they? Because
they need to start all over again.
And also, but even like, what's the structure going to be? Is it going to be GM head coach?
Well, yeah, you need a GM head coach. Yeah, I think so.
Then which one do you hire first? Do you go the route of the 49ers where you get the head coach you really want first? Is there someone like that in the league?
Does that not just depend on who's available, whether it's a really good GM or a really good coach?
The only one of that ilk at the moment is the Lions offensive coordinator, Brad Johnson.
I'll tell
you
why I have some hope, is because I think for all his shenanigans, Robert Kraft is actually quite a good owner. He doesn't tend to interfere. Yeah, he doesn't do things too badly.
It's because you were winning for 20 years.
but I don't think he will have too much problem pulling the trigger at the end of the season. I think it's a done deal. I think he probably regrets not doing it already. And then I think he will surround himself with the right people to get this turned around in the next 2 or 3 years. But it will take that long. The whole offense has to be rebuilt. The defense in that time will lose the pieces that makes it good. So then you've got to rebuild the defense. Brian Flores is another one. I'd like to see Brian Flores as our head coach over Mike Vrabel. I think Vrabel's stock is dropping through the floor and Brian Flores is quietly keeping himself in check. And I think, him and the organization go back a long way. I think Brian Flores would be a really good, solid appointment for us.
But he's part of the Belichick coaching tree. I wouldn't. That, yeah. I think you don't want anything with the stench of Belichick.
Maybe. But is it a stench? The stench of him now, but if you can find something that's unlocked from when, you know, he was really good, bearing in mind you're only talking 18 months, 2 years, then...
They were in the playoffs 2 years ago.
Yeah, like, he's gone on too long. The message doesn't come across to the young players the same way, but younger coaches that have picked things up, like I say, Vrabel seems to be the name people are going for, but only because he's going to be available because the Titans aren't doing very well. Whereas Flores...
for Bill... Bill the GM has let down Bill the coach more than the march of time. You know, I think
you could get away with that when you had Brady.
Yeah, yeah.
But now you've got Bill the GM not being very good and Bill the coach being out of touch.
Yeah.
Like, look at our special teams now. It sucks. We're the worst special teams team in the league. And for years we'd been the best.
Yeah.
That's not a thing.
I don't understand. Why did you get rid of Nick Folk?
Why did we get rid of Nick Folk? Oh, because he wanted $2 more than Chad Ryland, whatever his name is, that we've got. I don't know. It's a money thing. It's always a money thing.
It's the same with the Rams, because the Rams got rid of their kicker to bring in a new guy. And what that shows is a lack of planning. Because if you, as well, it costs you. Because what happens if you're making decisions to cut a kicker like that, and it's seemingly just like, oh, we'll get rid of him, we'll just bring in somebody. You're probably not a good team, and you're going to have to rely on the kicker. Whereas
Nick Folk, by the way, quality punter as well.
Yeah, really good punter.
He was a good punter.
He punted
in
college.
We'll come into that.
High school, sorry.
But yeah.
But a really good punter as well. And you'd think Bill would be like, yeah, two roles covered.
I sent you a clip, Jim, of...
lots of clips.
I do. Some of them are relevant.
Yeah, no, don't.
Between the four of us, there's a lot of Instagram clips we get sent around.
Yeah, I sent you one about the Chargers and the Korean Missile.
Oh, yeah, that one.
Yeah.
Well, so they drafted him and then kicked him out.
After two games.
Yeah. I mean, he was terrible in those two games.
Yeah, but look how good he is.
Now he's the most accurate kicker in the history of the NFL.
Yes, he is, passing Justin Tucker.
Yeah.
He's been brilliant. He's been absolutely brilliant.
Anyway, but yeah, I think Vrabel, going back to the thing, he's also been let down by his GM, I think, because the team... is appalling.
It's not
just
good.
Look how good AJ Brown is now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he might be wanting to get out. So I think
it may be one of those two. I don't care as long as it's not Josh McDaniels.
Yeah.
Because he cannot head coach anything.
I don't think it will be.
But it just feels like one of them things, like Belichick would hand the baton, but only to his guy. And it's like, oh my God, please don't do that.
Well, I mean, you see this with other sports, don't you? Manchester United bringing in David Moyes as Ferguson's guy. Yeah, you're just setting up the years of pain.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, there's no shame in sucking and then getting it right. Think about Chip Kelly, Jim Tom Sula, and then Kyle Shanahan.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, that's fine. I just think we have to get on with it, which is what I said before this season. Yeah. They should have got rid of Belichick to allow the process to start.
Teams should be going through cycles. It's how the NFL is built.
We have been so lucky for so long. The Patriots
have an incredibly long cycle.
20 years of success. Yeah. You cannot... It's not supposed to be sustainable. That is why I'm also not that angry. Because it's like, I have watched my team in like 42 Super Bowls. And like, you just can't complain. It's been really good entertainment. And now we need to start again. It's fine. Yeah. Do you know the thing that really missed me most about the last few years is that Cam Newton got COVID and then came back and was rubbish? Because that year, I think we'd actually have been all right. We were doing really well. We had the best defense that year as well. And he was fine. And then he was terrible because he was ill. And that is the thing I most regret about the last three or four seasons. It's like, we actually got a Hall of Famer to replace a Hall of Famer, and then he got ill.
Cam Newton's not going to the Hall of
Famer. All right, we got a MVP to replace an MVP. And then that happened. And I think that set the franchise back. I don't think they really had a plan from there because I don't think Bill ever wanted a young quarterback. He wants veteran quarterbacks. I'm surprised we haven't got Brian Hoyer back. Genuinely surprised. And actually, he probably wouldn't be any worse.
It's not ruled it out.
Right now.
There is still time.
We might take that.
The dumpster's still on fire.
this is absolutely the case.
Anyway.
Yeah, so, on.
Back to teams that matter.
So 31 other teams.
No. Because we're not going to talk about the Giants. Because they didn't play. But also... they don't matter either. That's true. Biggest game of the weekend, 49ers-Eagles.
Some might say the best.
Some might say. I would say that you didn't watch the Cowboys-Seahawks game, if that's the case. Because that was entertaining. And two teams just...
Dueling it out.
Oh. It was brilliant.
All right. Should we start the 49ers-Eagles?
So 49ers-Eagles, because it is the biggest game of the weekend. Yeah. San Francisco, a bit of a slow start.
Very slow start.
And then...
I was worried.
Yeah.
Scary start.
Wasn't it -2 yards after the first quarter?
Yes, it was. -2 yards on offense.
I did not have a good feeling about that game. I
did. I always thought you were going to win.
From the very first drive, I was like, I'm not feeling comfortable with this.
John picked you. I thought the Eagles were going to wipe the floor with you. Don't know why.
Yeah.
For some reason... I get the feeling you'll play again, and I do think the Eagles will win.
Yeah,
and I don't know why.
No, I understand that.
Yeah,
I completely understand that.
But you were once that first quarter was gone, you were then imperious.
Fucking amazing! I think that's the best I've ever seen a 49ers play.
Swallowed a thesaurus.
Like I didn't watch much of them during the 80s and early 90s when they were imperious. But
yeah.
That's possibly the best game I've seen the 49ers play.
Yeah, they were super.
Like, on offense and on defense, they were just immense.
Yeah.
You don't have a weakness. Like, no. There's no visible weakness.
No.
No. I mean, I'd say maybe cornerback.
If you can beat the pass rush, the cornerbacks aren't elite.
But they're
good.
There were times in that game where Jalen Hurts had the ball for so long. And the Eagles' offensive line is amazing, probably the best in the game at the moment, probably the best in the last 5 or 10 years. So he did have time in the pocket, but he had no one to throw to. And that, for me, that's then good cornerback safety play because they've obviously got them all covered up. He's got no one to go to, and eventually he even got sacked. We had to throw the ball away. But you're right. It's like, well, I was sitting there earlier thinking about, what can I write for the website? And I was like, oh, let's look at, you know, go through all the teams and draft a player who fills a need from their history. I was like, 49ers. Deion Sanders, maybe?
Yeah.
It should be good, but everywhere else. And even quarterback now. Like, Brock Purdy.
Why is he not spoken about in the MVP race, really?
I think he is now.
That's my question, because I think he... If it's going to be a quarterback...
I think he...
I,
it, Who is performing better under center? No, because I tell you who isn't. Pat Mahomes isn't.
No.
Pat Mahomes doesn't look as good as Brock Purdy. Jalen Hurts doesn't look as good as Brock Purdy. Tua doesn't look as good as Brock Purdy.
The fans don't think it.
The normal.
Yeah.
He's now equal favorite to win it with Dak.
See, now Dak's been really good. Yeah. I think Dak's been really good.
You look at Brock's stats for this year, like yards per completion, yards per attempt, all those stats that actually matter.
Yeah.
He's first.
It helps when you've got Christian McCaffrey and Debo and Brandon Ayuk.
Trent Williams.
And the coach. But then Brady won several and, you know, Manning had loads of good players around him. And so I don't really subscribe to that. I think he needs to be in the discussion. And it's got to be taken seriously.
We can't also then discount the thing because Dak's got the same thing. No one's
CD Lamb.
Only the Eagles, I think, have more All-Pro players on his
offensive
line. He's got CD Lamb. Ferguson's playing really well.
Tony Pollard's been fine.
Pollard's fine.
The O-line is good-ish. Yeah. Good enough.
Suddenly, Brandon Cooks. Yeah. You know, look, the players
Brandon
are
Cooks Brandon Cooks. Yeah,
like, but Dak is playing bad teams.
Big test from this weekend now.
That's it. Let's see how he does against the Eagles' defensive line. But all the thing that worries me is the Eagles' defensive backs. They're bad.
And I think that was one of the biggest differences because the 49ers knew, all right, yes, you can cover Ayuk. Yes, you can cover Kittle. Yes, you can cover Debo Samuel. And maybe you can have a good linebacker on Christian McCaffrey. But then Greg Jennings popped up.
Yeah.
And it's like, and he bundles his way to a touchdown. It's like you can't cover. No team has enough quarterbacks.
Jawan Jennings. No. Not Greg Jennings. No, not I was going to say, yeah. Like he's been retired.
Jawan Jennings.
Greg Jennings puts the team on his back.
the best clip of all
time. Best clip of all time.
But he had 3 receptions. That's only one less than Debo Samuel and George Kittle.
The thing I love is that they're almost impossible to kind of criticize as well. Because I saw a quote on the NFL Instagram. They had a clip of the Debo catch and run. Like, yeah, Purdy's great, but if you took away his elite left tackle, his great room of wide outs, his elite running back, and his top 5 defense, I don't think he'd be very good.
Do you not think there's a lot to be said for why Mahomes is struggling now that, you know, some of the players have had to go?
Yeah.
Like, his receivers aren't as good. His
receivers are terrible.
You take Tyreek away, and all of a sudden Patrick Mahomes is, you know, top 5 rather than top 1.
Yeah.
But he still won the Super Bowl without Tyreek.
I'm not deliberately sniping him. I'm just saying that applies to everyone.
Yeah.
Brady always looked better with Randy Moss and Wes Welker. The rest of the time, we were complaining that we didn't have any wide receivers and how good would he have been?
Yeah.
It has to be a team game. The quarterbacks just get the most recognition, but you cannot win it on your own.
And the quarterback's still got to pass the ball to him. He's still got to get it to him. He's still got to get it through tight coverage. He's still got to be able to read the game and be able to figure out who to pass to whilst there's 4 or 5 huge, burly men running towards you trying to kill you. Like, he looks so calm. In the pocket, he just looks like nothing is facing him. This is a guy. Let's face it, it's his second year in the NFL. He was a 7th round pick. He shouldn't be this good.
He had a passer rating of 148.8 Purdy, which is his third worst. Yeah, in the last 4 weeks. It's
like, last week it was perfect.
Yeah,
it's the guy's playing out of skin. Yeah, absolutely right. He should be in contention for the MVP because he literally can do nothing else.
Yeah, I agree. Right now, if I was picking, it'd be between him and Tyreek Hill for me.
I think.
Because Tyreek Hill is 300 yards away from a 2,000-yard receiving season.
I think
if he gets that, I think he has to get it. But
yeah.
And I think he will get that because it's only injury that will stop that.
Yeah, it's so many games to get it.
Yeah, I mean, otherwise, yeah, Purdy has been outstanding. And this is the thing, like you just said, he's a 7th round pick. He's Mr. Irrelevant.
Yeah.
We ended up with Mac Jones. And he is irrelevant. Like, it's all down to coaching and luck.
Yeah. I mean, we look at the 49ers. They had the 3rd pick.
Yeah.
They had Trey Lance sitting there. Yeah. Trey Lance couldn't get it done with this team. Jimmy Garoppolo couldn't get it done with this team.
That's slightly unfair on Jimmy G.
Jimmy did fine.
fine.
Even when he was in this team last season, he wasn't as good as what Purdy then came in and was better.
Purdy's ceiling is so much higher than Jimmy G's, but let's not slag off the guy. He did really well with you, and he's been a victim of poor coaching at the Raiders this season.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
And he's now sitting behind whatever his name is.
Aiden O'Connell.
Yeah, and it's like, is Jimmy G really responsible for that? No, I don't think
so. No, I don't think he is.
I think the Patriots should have snapped him up if they had the opportunity. Now I don't think it's worth it. He'll be too old. But
Too broken now.
If we had Jimmy G on our team, we'd be a marginally better team. Good enough to have put 10 points up at the weekend, for
probably,
instance.
Yeah.
I don't doubt it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, because he doesn't need the coaching. Mac Jones looks like he needs coaching at every opportunity. Does he not?
He looks like he's going backwards. He's just gasping for a hug. Someone to slap him and tell him, you're a fucking pro. Well, Work it out yourself.
As calm as Brock Purdy is in the pocket.
He looks like he can do with a hug, so slap him and tell him exactly. You're a pro.
It's a weird kind of love. As calm as Brock Purdy is in the pocket, Matt Jones just looks...
Yeah, flustered.
Flustered.
That's because he has no physical ability to escape. Like, his physical traits are null and void. That's it. Like, he's got nothing else.
So, yeah.
Obviously, being the physical specimen that I am.
I mean, I think you'd beat
similar body type to Mac Jones, I would suggest. Yeah. I think this might be the issue he's having.
Maybe a touch shorter.
Yeah, I'm definitely a touch shorter. Yeah, I'll just wear this hat that's nice and tall. That's fine.
Yeah. But
it's giving cone head.
That's my favourite kind of head. No.
Move on, John.
Move on. So, should we move straight then to the Cowboys Seahawks, as we mentioned, Dak? Because Dak wasn't the whole story in this one, because Geno was fucking brilliant as well.
It's about time. He hadn't turned up for about 6 weeks.
Yeah.
Imagine leaving DK Metcalf on your fantasy bench and then still winning your game by 70 points. 37.5 points I left on the bench because I thought, nah.
Remember, you also left another 25 from one of your running backs. So
yeah, I did, yeah.
It really is a freak of nature. I have no idea what's happening.
This stop clock is right this year.
It's perfectly fine. Let's not worry about it.
I liked a meme I saw earlier. It's a Seahawks fan. So you scored 35 points against the Cowboys. Yeah. Didn't punt the ball once. Yeah. And we won, didn't we?
No. It was just a brilliant game. And I've been worried because I'm not a Cowboys fan, but you have to admit they've been brilliant the last few weeks. They are probably the second best team in the NFL right now. But they had been playing bad teams. Now the Seahawks are a good defense at the very least.
I'm not sure they are anymore. They've just been two weeks in a row. They've just been taken apart.
This is what they did last year, isn't it? They started well and then tailed. They this year they haven't got the lead to let that tail.
That's three losses on the bounce now for the Seahawks.
Yeah, they're out the playoff picture. Well, they're in the playoff picture, but they're out of the playoff positions.
Yeah.
They are.
They're not a good team. They have some good pieces. Yeah. That's what they are. If Geno has a good day, all the pieces flow. If Geno has a bad day, they don't. Last year, they flowed more than they didn't. This year, he's come slightly back to the middle. He's still a vastly improved player than we ever thought he would be. And credit to him for that. Like a bit like when Fitzpatrick became, you know, more than passable.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. I have no problem with it, but I still think they should be looking at, right, who's our next quarterback?
100%, yeah. Or
because it's not Drew Lock.
It's either that or you go the complete other way and say, all right, we're just going to invest so heavily in the defense that it is a monster defense, and Geno can do just enough to get us through.
Yeah, I have to agree. They've got bits,
yeah,
but it has tailed recently.
Yeah, that's fine. Don't forget, Pete Carroll is 87 years old.
Yes,
and he's probably a bit tired too. I mean, I would be. So, but I really think the Seahawks have set themselves up for a good run in. And I have not looked at the fixtures. I just think that reinvigorates what they can do. Like, makes them believe. Oh, let's go with, they've got Eagles, Dolphins, my mum, and then the Cowboys again.
Well, you're right with Eagles.
Okay.
They've got to play the Eagles. But they've got a home match to the Eagles, but their next match is away to the 49ers. So away to the 49ers.
How do they normally do against you?
Well, they lost 31-13 at home.
Oh, yeah. So you're going to stuff them. Last week. Yeah. Not so good. Not so good. Okay.
It's a tough two-game run for them. I mean, but then it gets really fucking easy.
It gets all right. Then they've got Titans, Steelers, Cardinals.
Yeah, see...
The real hero of that team is the nursing home that lets Pete Carroll go home in the dark.
Yeah, maybe so. Maybe so. No, I just think that that's given them some belief. They've turned up and they've gone toe-to-toe with the Cowboys. Okay, they're probably not going to be favourites to beat the Eagles or the Niners, but who says they can't go toe-to-toe and actually stick one?
I mean, you're right. They normally do very well against the Niners.
If they'd have got hammered by the Cowboys, if they'd have lost by 30 points, we'd be going, oh, it's over. They're going to crash and burn. No, but that's not the case.
I mean, in their favour for the, about the playoffs is, like, there's effectively Eagles, Niners, Lions, and the Cowboys. They are so far ahead. Mm-hmm. Next up, Vikings, 6-6. Packers, 6-6. Rams, 6-6. Seahawks, 6-6. Like, it's a whole lot of misery, effectively. So, 3 wins from those final 3 games might be enough. Because,
everybody's going to be going 3 wins.
The Rams are really inconsistent. They've got the Ravens next. The Packers look great, but they're still... the team that looked awful like 4 weeks ago.
So you're telling me the Raiders could be a contender?
No.
Not in the NFC.
It's probably more likely.
It's an interesting, it is going to be interesting, the playoff picture, and it's going to go right down to the wire, I think. But yeah. So let's move to the AFC and the Chiefs slip up. Resurgent Packers.
Slip up what?
Sorry, but you know, the Chiefs.
Well, they let the game slip through their hands again because they just.
They lost.
Until the start of the season, the winningest head coach in history in his first 3 seasons has a first round quarterback who's been in the system for 3 years.
Yeah.
Wins games. That shouldn't be a headline.
No.
It's because, remember, 4 weeks ago, they had the winningest head coach in 3 years. And a first-round quarterback who sucked.
But his record through at this point in the season is identical to Aaron Rodgers' first full starting season.
Yeah.
Like, identical down to the number of touchdowns, interceptions, and was like within about 4 yards.
It was not much difference at all.
Like, Jordan Love is turning into a good quarterback. Like, I was having this conversation with Duncan, our resident Packers fan, and he was like, oh, like we might actually be better than we thought. It's just, it takes time. And this is the thing, like... Even if they don't make the playoffs this season, you just allow them to carry on because that consistency is key. Like, some quarterbacks take time to grow and find their feet within a system. He's now doing that. He is now the reason they're winning games. They kept up and overtook what the Chiefs were doing.
I mean, also, it's really nice to see that the Packers did draft a wide receiver.
Yeah.
And in Christian Watson, I know it was a couple of seasons ago, but... He's really built a relationship with Jordan
Love.
I
loved him coming into the draft. He was excellent.
But this is the other thing. This is where you again get discrepancies when you've got players of different age ranges. Like, Rodgers wasn't interested in the young receivers because he didn't trust them, whereas Jordan Love's gone, we're going to fuck some stuff up, but then we'll sort it out and come through it together as a team. And it works. Look at the chemistry that's now developing. It couldn't be done with Aaron Rodgers anymore. In that position.
He didn't want to be there.
No, he didn't want to be there, but he didn't want to try and teach these young players.
But that's the whole thing. If you don't want to be somewhere, you don't go the extra mile to have a camp with the wide receivers outside of training camp. Mm. You don't go the extra mile to get to know all the players, like he has done in New York before he got injured.
Yeah.
Quite publicly going into concerts and shows with all the New York Jets players.
Do they have that many concerts in Green Bay?
I don't know. I mean, surely there's some farmer standing on a bale of hay playing a banjo somewhere. Yeah, hoedown, that's what we're looking for.
There's some cattle rodeos that are great.
I know
this
a great
time
joke maybe about hoedowns. I tell you that sometimes.
Maybe there's lots of cheese tasting evenings he could have gone to.
Ooh, that sounds like my sort of thing.
It sounds great to me. Anyway, the Packers running looks particularly comfortable. Giants, Bucks, Panthers, Vikings, Bears.
So they're in the playoffs then, you say?
Yeah, I'm gonna call that. Because I reckon they get...
How many wins? 4?
4, yeah.
Yeah, I think 4. I think it's four.
Yeah, at the Vikings, I think is the hardest one.
Mm. Not at the moment.
But yeah, even
I don't know. I think the Vikings can come
because
again.
Because it's in Minnesota, yeah. I'd say, all right, they give them a chance. But the rest of those games, they should be wins based on their form, based on, to your point, how Jordan Love's playing. I didn't rate him coming into this season. He's proved me wrong.
Yeah, but, not me neither.
There's a few quarterbacks that have done that.
And he's not got a good running game because AJ Dillon, I don't. He's flat as a six. He's fine. Yeah. But Lyvon Jones has barely played this
been
season.
Injured, yeah.
All season.
He might be back again this year. But yeah, this week, but.
They said that. He's been saying
that. Saying that every week.
Yeah. And I've got him in two fantasy teams and you just can't trust him.
No.
Which is a shame because he is brilliant.
Elite.
He's elite. And yeah, so here you go. Patrick Mahomes.
I've heard of him. Yeah.
He has had, and I'm going to bring it up here.
An ugly wife.
Yes,
sometimes she looks all right.
Stopped clock like earlier.
Yeah.
In a game, so in a comparison with the other quarterback in a game, he has had fewer completions, fewer passing yards, fewer passing TDs, and more interceptions twice in his career, including college. One was this week against Jordan Love. Can you name the other time?
Something ridiculous.
Like, it was this season.
It was this season. It was only 2 weeks ago. 3 weeks ago? It wasn't long ago.
It was against Zach Wilson. Against the Jets.
Yeah, against the Jets. I knew it was this
season.
That's
how weird of a season it is.
Yeah. It's odd.
I mean, I think they've taken a lot of pain with his contract this year, haven't they? So hopefully next year they can surround him.
The defense is good for the Chiefs.
It's so good. But
really good.
Actually, I didn't think they were that good this weekend.
No, they had a poor game. But it's just, you said it earlier, it's the receivers aren't doing him any help whatsoever. Maybe they just all need another season. Richie Rice has had moments where he's looked decent.
Richie Rice,
I think he'll be good.
Yeah.
I think he's good.
But he needs help.
Maybe they get another receiver either in free agency or for the draft who turns out to be decent. But you know, you can't rely on Marquise Valdes-Scantling. You can't rely on Richie James or Sky Moore or Kadarius Toney.
Kadarius Toney isn't even being suited up anymore.
Exactly.
And Richie James wasn't good enough to get in the Giants squad last year.
What kind of worries me a little bit is that you think Patrick Mahomes should be the type of quarterback that elevates players, like Tom Brady was. Not seeing it this year.
So
maybe it's just an off year.
Here's my thing with the downturn in Mahomes. Anyone remember Eric Bieniemy?
Yeah.
And the fact that he's not there anymore. And they're trying to run this system, which is Andy Reid's system, without Eric Bieniemy, with poor wide receivers. Is it a case of subtract too much and you don't get anything from it? Like, don't get me wrong, they're 8-4. They're the third seed in the AFC.
Yeah, that's true.
It's not like they're terrible, but you can see a difference. Maybe Eric Bieniemy is that difference. Like, his subtraction just makes it 5% worse.
I think that's a fair point. We're so used to them being so dominant. 8-4 is a good record.
Yeah.
Right, they're still top of the division.
Who's the one seed round right now in the AFC?
Dolphins.
Dolphins.
Yeah.
And what did Mike McDaniel say when somebody pointed out that week 13 they were the number one seed? He said, "Call me when it's a 13-game season." He doesn't care. But
I do like him.
You know, the Chiefs could still finish with the number one seed, and we'll look a bit silly for being too critical. But they've dropped 5 or 10%, and I suggest it's Eric Bieniemy. Because he was so integral to what Andy Reid was doing with Patrick Mahomes.
And it's a fair point, because they were still good last year without all those wide receivers as well. And they won the bloody Super Bowl.
If you say the wide receivers leaving was minus 5% and Bieniemy was minus 5%, that's 10% of
marginal
your effectiveness
gains.
Gone. Yeah. And that makes a huge difference then. Marginal gains.
It is, but on the eye test,
other way.
It's not like you're watching Mahomes and he's rubbish. He's making the throws.
Mm.
They're going through the players' hands. They're being dropped.
This is why
dropped.
Kadarius Toney's not suiting up anymore.
Exactly.
He probably can't pick up his helmet without dropping it on the floor.
Right. All of them.
Just dropped his car keys.
Jesus Christ.
Like a lot was made on social media of the no call against Marcus Valdes-Scantling. And whatever, whatever your opinion, actually, I do think it was a bad call.
Yeah. But he wouldn't have got it.
It was Marcus Valdes-Scantling. You wouldn't have caught it. It just bounced off his head. Chances are, it was gonna. If he'd have got anywhere near it, it would have been a tip to a pick.
Wouldn't be surprised if Nelson Aguilar turned up in this team. Because
it seems like that sort of thing, doesn't it?
That's the type of wide receiver they have at the moment.
Yeah.
Like they got Travis Kelce.
The Nelson Aguilars.
Yeah. They got Travis Kelce, and that's it. That's their only reliable. All right, Pacheco's pretty reliable, but not in the passing game.
I'm pretty sure if you asked New England, they'd give you Juju back.
They could have all of our wide receivers. It's no problem. So Juju, basically.
Devontae Parker and still left in the room going, you should forget about me. And
hello. People should forget about him.
He turned off the lights.
Yeah.
players that I like at wide receiver tend to just fizzle out. Mike Wallace, fizzled out.
John Brown,
loved John Brown, fizzled out. Jarvis Landry, fizzled out. Devontae Parker, fizzled out. I'm like Belichick. I cannot pick a decent wide receiver. It's like not a thing.
Patriots haven't picked a decent wide receiver in 10 years.
Mental.
Where's John Ross?
Retired this season.
My life is a John Ross truther.
He's even speedy in retirement, John.
But I giggled to myself last night when you'd been watching the Luton game and you said, Ross Barkley's been dominant. But it came up on my WhatsApp as John Ross, because that was your name. And I was like, what are the chances of that? John Ross getting a mention. But yeah, I mean, we'd probably take him right now.
Yeah. So on the Packers side, you know.
Close that window now. I thought you were moving on.
No. I'm just going to say, like, have we been harsh on Jordan Love? Have we been harsh on Matt LaFleur? Like, is this a Matt LaFleur?
We've just been waiting to see if it develops. And I don't know if it's a masterclass, but I just think it's developing. It's very nice.
It's cool.
I don't think you'll know until the end of next season. Because don't forget, Mac Jones looked quite good in his first game.
This is true.
And now he looks like Paul. Yeah. So,
hey, that's true.
Yeah. So I'm just saying, the end of next season, you will know. For now, it looks like they've done the right thing. They sat him just like they did with Rodgers, and he's currently playing just like Rodgers in his first season. So let's see where that goes.
Nothing against the Packers, but I really think it's time for them to have a Patriots-type season.
I think Duncan thought this was it.
Yeah.
But yeah, maybe not. Maybe not.
They can't have a third Hall of Fame quarterback in a row, can they?
Why not?
Yeah, could do. Could do. I mean,
it's not fair. That's why not.
I mean, you say third in a row, but don't forget they've started players like Scott Tolzien, Seneca Wallace.
That's only because of injury. Brett Hundley.
Whatever happened to him?
DeSean Kaiser.
Yeah.
God, I forgot about DeSean Kaiser's shit.
Most people have.
I mean, maybe he's not Hall of Fame, but maybe he's just as much of a dickhead as Brett Favre.
Would he be sending pictures of his junk to people?
Maybe.
Oh, I'm very sorry. Brett Hundley is now of the Vegas Vipers of the XFL.
Excellent stuff.
Nice. So, the theme of this season, injuries at quarterback. Trevor Lawrence, he leaves the game against the Bengals. Where on the other side, Jake Browning was excellent.
He was brilliant.
He was really good. It was his first win for 6 years since he left college.
Joe, I think
it was
Burrow his first win disguise.
I don't know about that. But yeah, this was my other player that I left on the bench in fantasy was Mixon.
Yeah.
Because I thought, oh, I think the Bengals are going to get done. No, that did not happen. So yeah, it was fine. Maybe these players just need time to develop. I still think it might be a flash in the pan. I don't think he's probably as good as he looked. The Jags have been very inconsistent. You know, they played three great games and then they suck for a week. And it might just be that.
Yeah.
I mean, this might be a Mike White game.
Yeah, exactly. Whatever happened to Mike White? So,
Dolphins,
yeah, exactly. Don't the Jets regret letting him go? So, yeah, like, great. It's great for the Bengals. They've got something they can hang their hat on for the rest of the season and, you know, maybe plod into the playoffs. Maybe. If not, they won't get embarrassed. But I think the Jags should be very disappointed with this.
Yeah.
Very disappointed. Like, you've got to win this game. Now, Trevor Lawrence has a high ankle sprain. They're not ruling him out for the next week or two, but it'd be a surprise if he plays.
I don't know. Was it last season? The season that the
Chiefs
went to... Mahomes had a high ankle sprain. He played through it. I know...
He looked like a statue for some of those games. But
he did.
There was another quarterback who had surgery on a high ankle sprain. Actually, Kenny Pickett has had surgery on a high ankle sprain. So, It depends how bad it is, obviously.
It saying, looked bad when they let cut. Well, I said cutting off the field.
You're in Florida.
Yeah, yeah. Can we find a fucking cart for your star player, please?
Probably it in was, the state with one like the highest amount of golf courses.
Exactly.
As well.
Yeah, absolutely mad. That did you see him? He was being carried off. He's like six seven.
Yeah.
He's a hulking human being, being carried off by two smaller people, and you're like, he can't walk on studs, so he's teetering anyway. You're like, oh, just find a fucking stretcher for him or something. It was so crap. This is how shit
it could only. It could only have been worse if they'd have taken him off on a spate hopper. Like, it was really bad.
It was really bad.
It was, yeah.
Normally they're quick to bring a car
out. We've put this escalator out, but it's broken, so you're going to have to walk up it, man.
Yeah.
It was. I mean,
it's the Khan family, isn't it? Come on, they're
we
useless.
We may well get to see Beathard.
Beathard boys.
We may get to be the Beathard boys again, because, you know, that's where the backup is. But the Jags got to be winning this game. You can't be relying on beating hard. It's not, you don't want to be doing that every week. So hopefully it's not too bad, but it didn't look great. And you don't want to risk him. You're, what are they, the third? Or maybe they might be the fourth seed. But
the fourth seed.
But they're 7-4?
Eight and four.
If you need to rest Lawrence for a week to make sure he's right for the playoffs, that's what you do. You don't
I'm
risk
not
it.
Sure you can afford to.
The Texans are marching.
The AFC itself is looking really competitive. You've got the Jags are 8-4, and then the Colts and the Texans both on 7-5. They're only a game back.
Yeah.
The thing that worries you is, as well, this if he does play this week, he's up against Miles Garrett.
Yeah.
I'd want to see him get destroyed.
So are we saying they should sacrifice Beathard?
Yeah. Like a lamb to a god.
Just making up.
Yeah.
If you say it with enough confidence, people will believe it.
Let's go to the top of the nearest
you're
mountain.
Saying Miles Garrett is going to cut the heart out of Beathard, yes. And he'll beat no more.
Exactly.
I see. Right.
Let's go to the nearest mountain in Cleveland.
Pretend it's in some sort of Aztec temple.
Yeah. Doug Peterson doing some sort of...
bomb Shabai. bomb Shabai.
Yeah, Indiana Jones style thing.
Very nice.
Well, and then feeding it to Trevor Lawrence to heal him.
I just think that the Jags would be very disappointed. That's the game that could have really tipped them into a better position, and they've thrown it away.
Yeah,
like Browning, good or otherwise, they shouldn't probably be losing to this Bengals team if they have any postseason aspirations.
That's on their defense.
Yeah,
sometimes
absolutely.
The Jags defense looks great.
Yeah,
but more often than not, it looks distinctly average. Mm.
That's what I mean. They play two or three good games and then they have a stinker.
Yeah,
and that won't get
Let's
you.
Let's not forget they've got a number one overall pick on that defense, and he hasn't really done anything.
No. I've never known such a low key number one pick.
Mm. Partly down to the organisation he plays for.
Yeah.
They just don't get that much coverage, but he's done nothing. Really.
No.
Like when they could have had Aiden Hutchinson.
I was going to say, like, he is much more publicised, even on the weeks when he doesn't play that well. And, like, he wasn't that great this week, really.
Got half a sack.
Yeah, but, like, he wasn't outstanding.
No. Yeah. No.
He's not someone that offensive coordinators are having to scheme for.
No.
He's not a Miles Garrett.
No,
Aiden Hutchinson, Nick Bosa. He's just another pass.
He's just a big defensive tackle, isn't he?
Yeah.
But you compare him to someone like the Eagles defensive tackle who they got this year, who was a lower first round draft pick, is making much more headlines, making much more headway than him. You know, in his anyway. So should we move on to a game?
Sorry, can we just hang on? I was about to say the Jags had. A wide receiver who I've never heard of.
Go on.
Now I can't find it.
Brilliant.
Yeah. I'll come back to it.
Excellent stuff. How dare you stop John mid-flow to not bring us any information. John.
I want to know who the fucking wide receiver is now.
Well, Christian Kirk also...
Parker Washington.
That's from the Abe Madden name generator.
I was going to say.
Six receptions of 61 yards and a touchdown.
Sounds like a Marvel.
Who the hell is Parker Washington? Because those are good stats.
Yeah, they are good stats. I have no idea. But I did see that Christian Kirk is also expected to miss time with a core injury. So that will also upset the Jets.
That is not good. So, the Lions, because we can talk about nice about the Lions because Gary's not here. The Lions, they went out to a quick lead and then have just enough to hold off the Saints who make a comeback. Is this just telling us everything we know about the Lions? They can be brilliant at points and then just distinctly
they
average.
They will most likely march into the postseason and flounder in the first or second game badly.
This feels exactly very much like the Vikings last year.
That is what they will do. Okay, they're still learning. Dan Campbell's still doing a great job. Jared Goff is still proving everybody wrong. They're just not quite a complete team yet.
But this is where it worries me for next season, because everybody wants Ben Johnson. He's gone. The Panthers are aggressively looking to hire him, apparently.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know what the difference between aggressively hiring someone and just hiring someone.
Oh, they've been outside his house with the gun.
David Tepper sitting on his doorstep.
Yeah. Do you want the job or not? Thank you, I'll sit down. I've got some water.
Accept the job and I will tell you where your wife is hidden.
This is David Tepper who didn't let Matt Rhule leave without signing a contract.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's how you stay a billionaire. I think this just has very much Vikings from last year energy.
Well, yes, possibly.
The Saints probably would have completed this comeback if Derek Carr hadn't got knocked out, knocked silly. And then they threw Jameis in, and it was like he was firing a shotgun. It was just all over the shop. It was all sorts of... Did he not complete some ridiculous pass because it bounced off a defender?
Yes. Yes.
And it's like a 45-yard pass, and you're like... That is not what that should have looked like.
But Jameis ain't there for a long time. Jameis is there for a good time, right? And man, he did that. And that's all.
He's not here to excel. He's here to entertain. That's Jameis's manifesto.
By God, does he do that well?
Yeah. I think the only thing clip I remember of him this year was him singing to Ludacris to Derek Carr, who looked distinctly unimpressed with the whole thing.
I'm sure he was.
But
there's a good chance that Carr doesn't play this weekend.
Yeah, yeah.
So then you're going to get the Jameis and Taysom show.
Yeah.
You know, and that is part of my fantasy success, by the way, is that I've got Taysom Hill in both leagues. He's been getting shed loads of points because I just keep running him up the gut and taking touchdowns off Kamara. And
I mean, he literally, if you look at the box score, he's in passing. He didn't have any completions, but he had two attempts.
Yep.
He had 13 carries for 59 yards and a touchdown, and he also had two receptions for 15 yards.
Yep. Like, he's doing everything.
Talk about a gadget player.
I mean, he's fun, but I do sometimes think when they're running him, you're like, you do know you've got Alvin Kamara, right? Like, who is...
And Jamal Williams.
But Jamal Williams is great at just busting through a four-yard...
He's LeGarrette Blount.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But Kamara is such a brilliant player. Yeah. He's not in Jim's fantasy team this year, so he's doing well.
Or ever again.
Yeah.
That one season.
He's one of the closest players to Christian McCaffrey in terms of his all-round ability. Now, let's talk about something that he did, though.
He
maim a sideline official.
He did.
One of the chain gang who had his kneecap dislocated and his leg broken by Alvin Kamara.
It looked so painful.
It was all facing really the wrong way. And everyone just sort of got up and walked off until the guy started screaming. And you're like, that must have sounded.
Yeah.
Like, that doesn't just happen and there's no sound. That's unbelievable. It's just, you know, like when you throw a slightly damp log onto a fire and it crackles. It would have sounded like that. Like it looked awful.
It would have been like you make pasta and some accidentally gets on the floor. You stamp, you step on it. Just that. Oh, it would have been great.
It didn't look good. So he maimed an official.
He did.
Which is a new one. I've not really seen that.
That's a 15-yard penalty, surely. I mean, you're going to give me a 15-yard penalty for dancing after I score a touchdown. Yeah.
But how do you mark it? He's one of the chain gang.
Yeah, that's it. No one's going to mark it.
Penalty, roughing the chain guy.
Roughing the guy. Yeah, but that was rough.
I did not look good.
So we mentioned Taysom Hill, the tight end for the Lions.
Yeah.
Sam LaPorta, I think.
Like an amazing season.
Absolutely.
If only CJ Stroud didn't exist, he could be in the running for Rookie of the Season.
There's a few, but he's going to break, probably going to break the rookie record for tight ends for both.
He's one of the few that's come out and actually been really good in their first year.
Yeah, we say this all the time. It takes a couple of years for tight ends. Cole Kmet's having a good year for the Bears this year. He's taken 3 years. Sam Laporta's come. TJ Hawkinson wasn't as good as Sam Laporta when he started.
I think
Laporta's brilliant.
The thing I like is like you see like Dalton Kincaid and Michael Mayer, and the difference with Laporta is they're just using him. There's just go trust. And do it.
Trust, yeah.
There's absolute trust. Like, there was a point where the Saints were, you know, it was a minute to go. The Saints had stopped at the offense.
Sorry,
moving.
James and I just accidentally played footsie under the table, and we both quite enjoyed it. I don't know about you, Jim, but that's the most action I've had in at least a week.
Gonna about say exactly the same.
But yeah, rather than using a one play and not making the yards, then punting to the Saints because I don't think Campbell trusts the defense to stop teams.
That was evident from last week.
Yeah, they threw to Laporta on third and quite long, and he made the catch, made some yards. That's how they solidified the game. So they trust him with their lives, quite frankly. He's been absolutely brilliant.
So, early nominee for Sweetest Player of the Week, Jamison Williams and Williams touchdown.
Oh, it was fucking brilliant, wasn't it?
Oh, man, he put the afterburners on.
Oh, wow.
Now, if he could do that every week.
Yeah.
That is one of my nominations. Yeah, he was amazing. Yeah. What a great sweep move, though.
It was amazing.
Like, all around.
I can't believe that was only 21 miles an hour.
Like, yeah.
I watched that, thought, that's at least 48 miles an hour.
He looked like a cheater.
I'm sure he can run quicker than my car. Yeah. So,
I mean, to be fair, this is a harsh comparison.
Yeah, but yeah, and can we also mention? So Michael Thomas didn't play,
no,
because he's not as good as he was,
and he's a criminal. Old.
But he's quite active on social media, slagging off Derek Carr. And whoever, I think basically that we've got another guy who just can't wait to get out of that team. But who's going to fucking take him if he ever leaves? Someone will take a chance.
It's probably Antonio Patriots. Brown.
Yeah,
that I mean the guy's the guy.
it's got Antonio Brown type.
It's got that sort of vibes. I don't think he's quite that mad, but I just think it might be over for Michael Thomas. I don't really think he wants to put the effort in.
No.
I think he could have come back and he just he doesn't need to. And he's just not bothered. He's not like Julio Jones, who was clinging on to the very end. Was he not still on the Eagles squad?
He's at the Eagles.
He's not doing anything, but he's trying. He knows, working.
He also knows he's not number one there anymore. Chris Olave's come in and taken that spot. And rightly so, because Chris Olave's playing brilliantly.
Yeah, yeah.
But The whole organization at the moment looks toxic.
This is Michael Thomas who missed. He had a
2 seasons.
Yeah, he missed two seasons with a cold.
Yeah,
and he just didn't want to play. And I do think it is an organizational issue. And as much as I don't like Sean Payton, I think he kept everything together there. And it'd be a bit like if you took Mike Tomlin out of the Steelers. Yes. How quickly would that fall apart?
Absolutely. Yeah, that's absolutely right analogy.
And I just think they're struggling. They don't know the direction. They binned off, they haven't got the right quarterback there. They basically went, well, we don't know what to do.
They rushed to get Derek Carr.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. They rushed to get Derek Carr, and there was no need. Do you know who was their best quarterback in the last 2 or 3 years? Andy Dalton.
Yeah.
Statistically, Andy Dalton. And yet they sort of just binned him off and went, oh, no, we're not going with that.
He's unfashionable.
And we've replaced him with younger Andy Dalton. Tell me that's unfair.
No. I think that's a slur on Andy Dalton,
and the defense is bad as well. That should be his.
Jimmy Graham caught a touchdown
again in the year 2023. Jimmy Graham is still catching touchdowns. I was looking at John with disbelief on my face when that happened. Yeah. I was like, "What?"
Mercedes Lewis. He's just going to keep going, isn't
he? I mean, it's what do you want? A big guy in the end zone. Yeah. Just come in, play two plays, one touchdown.
Is that what it says on your grinder profile?
You just need to be able to run 5 yards and turn a corner.
I lie on my grinder profile.
Cool. We'll take a break, quick break, and then we'll come back and discuss the rest of this week. Okay, welcome back. We are well rested and
not water jet, because we all like making the sounds on the podcast.
We do. And well tied. Griff.
I didn't, but hang on. Look, if you want to play that game, I can fill my glass from this bottle. Yeah. Will that help you?
No. Hopefully everyone listening to this in their car now really needs a piss.
To say, we're all men of a certain age, and three of us are about to leave the table. Oh, man, those nighttime wheeze, they take a long time, and you're trying not to wake up. What's that all about?
Isn't that what... Doesn't someone have to lean into the mic and go, football? Isn't that how it works?
Tyree Gill. Anyway.
Bentley.
Dolphins.
Bill Belichick.
Dolphins, should we mention them? Because they are in the lead of the AFC. They smashed the Commanders this week.
We were just discussing the Sam Howell interception that he threw to the lineman who was just standing in front of him.
Yeah.
Like, I really like Sam Howell. I like the fact that he's the new Fitzpatrick. He's just slinging the ball. I like watching him. On the days when the Commanders don't have everything going right, they look terrible. It's not all on him. He's thrown a lot of interceptions.
Yes.
But they basically have to have everything go perfect or they can't win because the team isn't that good. Terry McLaurin, no catches.
Yeah, not great.
The running backs, it's not happening. Not really. The defense, no. Like, just no. It all has to be going right for them and it just isn't. I don't think the coaching staff is going to be there.
No, of course not.
Like, that's over. Done. And I think they already know that. And I think the players know that. And it kind of looks like that.
I think the only person that will be there legitimately next year is Sam Howell. I think he's proved himself good enough to be given a shot.
I think he's worth a shot. Yeah, I really do.
The enemy.
Yeah, potentially.
Could be.
I mentioned in the running order, is it, do they just get rid of Ron now, give Bieniemy the end of the season. Just see if he can lead a team.
I don't think that's the worst idea.
I've got nothing against it. If you know he's not going to be there next year. Yeah.
It helps his CV. You could then say, actually, do you know what? He showed some signs of recovery. You know that if it's shit, it's not on him anyway.
The only thing with that is I think Rivera has too much respect within the organisation.
Yes.
Because the league.
He's held it together while that organisation has been dragged through the mud.
That's fair.
And don't forget, he had cancer at the same time.
Yes.
So I think it would be a tad harsh on him. I think this is the end of Rivera's coaching as a head coach. I don't think you'll see him at another team as a head coach.
Could he be like a Coughlin figure?
Yeah, where I was just thinking that.
I think he'll end up as some sort of GM or whatever. But I just think...
some sort of consultancy role.
A bit like I was saying earlier with Belichick. I just think the message maybe isn't getting through anymore. I just don't think he's built for today's NFL. Maybe I could be wrong.
Do you know what he'll be? He'll end up as an assistant head coach.
Yeah.
Like Kubiak was like a head coach for a while, wasn't he, before he took over.
That's exactly the sort of thing. I really like Rivera and we have watched some games where he has coached some brilliant teams. It just doesn't work anymore.
I think the league has, like, you know, Riverboat Ron.
Yeah.
Actually, compare that to, like, Dan Campbell, McVay, even Tomlin, who's able to keep up with the league. It looks staid.
Don't forget, before he was Riverboat Ron, and we're talking 2014-15, he was nearly out of a job. They weren't playing very well. And he just gambled one day, and all of a sudden it worked. And I think he's just got very conservative again, and it's all about trying not to lose too badly as opposed to trying to win, I think. And that's a lot of that is down to the organisation. The organisation isn't very good, but it's coming to the end for him. And I think the players know that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Dolphins is just more of the same, isn't it?
Really? I mean, they're just so good. I don't mean to wash over them. They're just really, really good.
There's nothing that we haven't said before.
Achan's back and looks amazing. Mostert's leading the NFL in touchdowns for running backs. It's like, he might be leading overall. He's got like 13 or 14 touchdowns. Like it's between
McCaffrey,
isn't it?
I think it's Mostert. I think he's leading the NFL. I'm fairly sure that's true.
I'm of the belief that as well.
I believe so. Raheem Mostert, by the way, we figured was 31 years old, we discovered.
Yeah, 2 years older than Todd Gurley, who's been like out the league for 2 years.
Rushing touchdowns, Mostert has 14, McCaffrey has 12.
Right. Overall, I think McCaffrey has more. But still, like, he's been a brilliant foundational piece for the Dolphins, which I was not sure he was going to be. And when you add Achan in as well, who might be the best number two running back in the league, probably without doubt.
He'll be the number one there next year.
Yeah, of course. So it's like last year when the Cowboys had Zeke and Pollard. And you're like, doesn't matter which one of them's on the field. Or, you know, when you've had Kamara and...
Ingram.
Mm-hmm. Like, that was unstoppable.
Yep.
We had LeGarrette Blount and then name your other one. Rex Burkhead Peyton or James Phillips. White or whatever. Like, if you've got that combination, what do people do? They have no idea.
Lose.
Well, so it would seem. So, yeah, the Dolphins have been really good. I don't mean to wash over them. I just, what else can you say?
You mentioned Tyreek Hill yesterday, earlier. It's been that long.
Yep.
He's obviously closing on that 2,000
yards. What's he need, about 300 and something yards?
Stupid like that. He's obviously a top wide receiver. I'm not going to take that away from him. But is it just because he's just fucking quick, or is he a genuine like quality wide receiver like Megatron, for instance?
He has a very unique style, but Megatron had a very unique style. Yeah. The thing, Megatron was just an athletic freak. And to be fair, Hill is an athletic freak, just a different
just
type.
Just a different way, yeah. I just think, because he always, for me, all his touchdowns feel like they're the same touchdown.
When Michael Thomas set the receiving yards record, we came very close to it. Mm-hmm. Michael Thomas is built like a kid's nightmare monster. He's like, all his leg is like his width is bigger than his height and things like that.
McCaffrey has 17, Mostert has 16 total touchdowns. So he's just behind. Anyway, so, but yeah, I think Hill. He's quick, but like, there are a lot of quick players.
Yeah.
Compare him to Marcus Valdes-Scantling. His hands rarely let him down. That's the thing.
That is true, yeah.
Like, he's got the pace.
Are you suggesting that Deshaun Watson's hands really let him down?
Well, I'm saying that sometimes Tariq Hill's hands have let him down personally, but, yeah.
Jeremy Beadle, there's a man whose hands let him down.
On the other hand...
Anyway,
should have been a secretary. Fantastic shorthand. I can't remember which of the Griffin brothers it was, but it applies to them as well. Shaquille or Shaquem, one of them.
I'm just looking when Jeremy Beadle died. 15 years ago.
No way.
15 years.
So Beadle's not about.
Beadle is not about.
Hasn't been about.
That's how relevant that is.
Well, that's some handy information there, John. Thank you very much.
Any American listeners now are going like, what the fuck are they talking about now?
Imagine Candid Camera, but with just one man who nobody liked kept coming out and ruining it for you.
Weirdly, I was watching Beatles about this week.
Same as. And I don't remember why, but I was watching it. And
it came up on my Instagram, and it was a very old clip from 1991 where they painted double yellow lines down the road straight over somebody's car.
And because he sent it to me, I then got loads of Beatles about them. Game for a laugh. Fucking recommendation.
Somebody's 40-year-old mother effing and jeffing about the fact they painted double yellow lines on her son's car. It was very much amused me. That was the height of comedy back in today. But... yeah.
I don't know. I was young then.
You were young then.
It was that or just racist jokes on TV. Let's re-mention the NFC South because we've mentioned the Saints.
We have to.
No, I don't want to talk about the NFC South.
The Falcons beat the Jets.
Yep, okay.
But we mentioned the Jets purely because they've released Tim Boyle.
So, starting quarterback for the last two games, Tim Boyle.
Yep.
And they are trying to force Zach Wilson to take over the starting role again, and he apparently doesn't want to because, you know, why would you? He's been bullied to death, mainly because he's crap.
But I think he also knows he's probably going to be let go at the end of this year.
Yeah.
Why would he want to come in behind that line to risk his future career?
Exactly. Why would you? Everybody on that team now is on a lose-lose-lose situation. Aaron Rodgers is desperately pushing to play again before the end of the season, which, by the way, they're not in the playoffs.
No.
They absolutely shouldn't do.
Let him happen.
I want his hamstring to roll down his... Sorry, I want his Achilles to roll down his leg again. I just want him to, like, literally sit... Just watching fall crumple into a heap on as soon as the ball sets.
Isn't that how you start sexual relations with your wife?
Falling in a heap.
Set up.
No, that's turbo set. Turbo set.
He has to win. The Jets have to win three more games than either the Steelers, the Colts, the Browns, or the Texans.
It's just not going to happen.
It's not going to happen.
There's five games left.
Yeah.
But you know, let him come back and, you know.
We got to that point where, actually, in the season, there's only one team that's mathematically eliminated from the playoffs.
It's not us, it's the Panthers.
But to your point, it's like the Jets have got to win three games against more than some actually decent teams and hope that Paul manages to make it for a day without shitting himself. Like, these things just don't happen.
It's true.
So, you know, Aaron Rodgers, give it a rest. Heart's in the right place for once. But, you know, rest up and come back next year.
It's not to do with his heart. It's just so we can talk to Pat McAfee about
how great he is. Nothing to do with his heart. It's all about his ego. He hasn't got a heart, and he's just, you know, a big ball of ego in the middle of his chest.
Well, they play the Texans, the Dolphins, the Browns. I mean, they finish off with the Pats.
Oh, that's the Commanders.
Yeah, so they're probably not winning any of those, because I'd even take the Pats over them.
Well, yeah, they are just going to throw it to the Pats defenders.
Yeah.
3-0.
Do you want to talk about the Falcons quickly? It should only ever be quickly.
Yeah. Ridder is not the answer.
But
Bijan's fine. The defense is good. Get points.
The defense has some good points. Is Ridder going to be the starting quarterback next season?
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
And yet, why are they not playing Heineke then if he gives them better? Because I thought they looked better with him.
Yeah, well, I thought they looked just as bad with him.
He's not the long term answer.
So neither of them are the long term answer.
If it's still Arthur Smith, it will be Ridder.
I agree.
I think Arthur Smith will be there.
I think he might be. If they end with a winning record or only, you know, one game under 500.
They don't need to have a winning record. They're 6-6 and they're at the top of the NFC South.
Yeah, if they actually get into the postseason, there's no doubt. But I think if it's Arthur Smith, I think I'm with John. I think it's Desmond Ridder. And I don't see that going anywhere. It's not like you're watching him develop like Jordan Love, CJ Stroud, etc. No. Like Desmond Ridder reminds me of Davis Mills. That's what he looks like. Like occasionally plays a beautiful pass, and then the rest of the time he just looks like he doesn't belong there.
Disagree with that. I think Davis Mills is better.
Well, this is what I mean. But like he's not somebody that you would pick to start for your team.
No,
you might put him in for a couple of weeks and think we've got a bit of a chance. But you know,
yeah, with the weapons that they've got. They legitimately, you know, we say this about the Broncos a lot, I know, but previously before Russell Wilson got there, they put a quarterback in that team. This team is competitive.
Yeah.
Because they've got a good tight end who never gets a service. Yeah. Drake London's a good wide receiver. Bijan Robinson, even on a rookie year where he's probably not gone to the standards we hoped or expected to, he still has had flashes where he's looked brilliant.
When they've trusted him.
Yeah, and they've got a good defense.
Yeah, no, I think they should be better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they have Tampa, Panthers, Colts, Bears, Saints. It's not a hard run in, and they still, you know, I think, I don't know how far they are ahead.
But they could lose every game with that run in, and I wouldn't be overly surprised.
Yeah, anything in the NFC South is possible.
The thing is, because they play the Bucks and the Saints, that is going to be the playoff
games.
They've
got a legitimate chance of being in the playoffs.
They have a really legitimate chance.
All four teams do because, Carolina don't. All three teams do.
Yeah. That is a mad division. So, can we mention Colts, Titans? I know we're going through a lot of games here, but it is the...
It was a good week.
The lead up to the playoffs coming in. Colts, Titans, we mentioned...
What's this playoffs you're talking about?
I don't know. It's something that happens to other teams.
Oh, okay.
And us in the past.
Yeah, yeah.
It's that thing the 49ers... go in every year.
Okay.
So we mentioned
win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. Punter trouble, Tennessee.
Yeah, well, Stonehouse basically got snapped in half.
Yeah.
funny.
I mean, it was funny, but I believe the Titans have sacked their special teams coordinator because of that play. Because apparently it was something that they had highlighted about the opposition, that they try and do this. And he basically hadn't put anything in position to cover it. And so I cannot think who the pass rusher was, but he had an unimpeded path to the punter and just ran him over. He literally ran him over.
It was really clever play. If you're going to block the punter, the best way to do that is to have a running start.
Yeah.
How can you stop him?
The guy lined up at blocking the gunners, didn't he? And then just ran inside. Because he ran sideways, there's no stopping that. That's fine. So... it was a brilliant play. Then they wheeled out Nick Folk, who had punted at high school. And actually, he was perfectly fine punting. Nick Folk has been really good for the Titans this year.
You say punted at high school?
I believe so.
What, like 1992?
It would have been a while ago. He was drafted in, what, 2004, 2005?
Punting's just like riding a bike, mate. Once you got the hang of it, you can just get back on that punting.
When was the last time you rode a bike, James?
1990.
about the last time Nick Folk punted.
Yeah, but it's not like Jim's going to be asked to be part of Team GB cycling team. So,
very far from it.
Yeah, look, the Titans for me are extremely disappointing. Will Levis, by the way, looks really good. I have no problem with that.
Like, yeah.
He looks really good. I think they have their future starter there. And Tannehill having to come out and do the holds.
That's about to
was
say.
Great. So yeah. Stonehouse got injured and Ryan Tannehill came and did the holds. They missed the first kick, but it didn't look like it was on him in terms of the operation of the hold.
No, I thought it looked fine.
But from reading about it afterwards, apparently to the kicker, it all looked too slow. So that put him off his rhythm and he shanked the ball.
Now, dumps.
Yeah, well, fine. But credit here, because how many experienced professional quarterbacks do you see get relegated to the bench and then basically want nothing to do with the team?
Yeah.
Ryan Tannehill was like, I'm going to go and hold the ball, and if that's all I do, that's all I do.
Well, Mariota had fucked off from the Falcons this
year. Yeah, both.
Exactly. So, credit to him.
Shit.
What I liked about Will Levis is he went and had a go at DeAndre Hopkins at one point.
Yeah.
And it's like, for me, you know, DeAndre Hopkins for me is probably a Hall of Fame wide receiver. I think he's brilliant. For a rookie quarterback, he's a second-round pick, but not the top pick. He's come in halfway through the season. He's done well, I agree. He's not set the league alight like CJ Stroud. For him to then go to DeAndre Hopkins and have a go at him and tell him what's going wrong in a very kind of forceful, this is what's happening. I like that. If I'm a Titans fan, I'm like, I like this. This guy's a leader.
I mean, yeah, if I'm DeAndre Hopkins, I'm not arguing with the guy who eats a banana with the skin on.
When did you see Kyle?
That's a psychop move, isn't it? Sitting in the bedroom. Putting mayonnaise
in his coffee. Yeah.
Who's just staring at you while he does it?
Yeah.
But when did you see Kyler Murray do something like that with anyone?
It's just because Kyler Murray is a terrible leader.
What? This is what I'm
jabbing
saying.
At his chest.
Yeah. Reaching up.
Are you? Wearing a massive helmet.
Just swat him away like a fly.
Yeah.
But no, I like it. I think, it was a fun game. The Colts are in berserker mode.
They're such a weird team.
But they're all their games are really fun.
Yeah.
I think that Shane Steichen should be coach of the year
And should we mention, before we go into the news, old man Flacco.
Hey, look, old man Flacco might be the best Browns quarterback for the last year, more than a year. Like, he was fine. He's not the reason they lost this game. He threw a bad pick.
Yeah.
But come on now.
That's what he chasing does. The game.
He was really good.
He was good. And if you're the Jets, you're saying, we had this guy last year.
It's infuriating.
Yeah.
It's infuriating. And they let Mike White and Joe Flacco leave. Like, what are you doing? Flacco was fine. The Browns have a chance with Flacco playing, which they did not have with Philip Walker and whoever else they were going to roll out.
DTR.
Yeah.
That's the one.
Yeah, Katrina Johnson Thompson.
Unfortunately, for the Jets, Flacco and Mike White aren't friends with Aaron Rodgers, so they had to leave. Yeah. So the news: Eagles have signed Shaq Leonard.
Good,
yay!
They need help on defense.
Yeah, well, they did need help at linebacker. They got ripped apart by nine.
Hopefully, if the Eagles are paying attention, hopefully secondary player, a safety or a cornerback is released as well that they can nick, because people have been getting quite excited about, especially in Philadelphia. They're like, oh, this is a great piece. And I watched Shaq Leonard recently, and I'm worried that this isn't a great piece. If they need to use him carefully
since his injuries, has he?
Yeah,
no. I mean, the potential is still there. Yeah. I think he's another one of these players that needs a fresh start and see what happens with the fresh start. He'll either be one of the best mid-season free agent signings you've seen in the last 5 years, or he'll be gone at the end of the season.
Yep.
That is how it's going to work. Yeah. And it's worth the gamble.
Well, he's still being paid by the Colts, effectively, isn't he? Because, guaranteed money. So, yeah. Elsewhere, the Walter Payton Man of the Year nominees have been announced. There's 32 of them. I'm not going to go through the list.
Not see my name on the list, weirdly.
It wasn't.
No, because you're a scumbag.
Absolutely. Anybody want to take a guess at any of them?
Saquon Barkley got one.
Yes, he did. He was the Giants.
Deshaun Watson?
No. Actually, the Browns didn't select Deshaun Watson. It all goes to players, though, didn't they?
Von Miller.
No.
Tyreek Hill.
No, probably no. Not.
Hassan Reddick.
No.
Skylar Moore.
So we don't know, basically.
No, Kansas City Chiefs went for Patrick Mahomes. These
heavy lugs?
These are the opposite of all those people that you've mentioned. These are players that do a lot of good in their community.
Actually, it's worth checking out what they do, because some of it's really good.
Eric Armstead is the 49ers nominee, and I think he's been nominated the last 4 or 5 years. So it just shows that no one else is doing anything.
I nearly described that joke as a sick burn and then thought, no.
Anyway, so I was thinking, whilst we've got everyone here.
Sorry, Gary.
Who is that other fella that doesn't come anymore?
Don't know.
You. On all counts. Yeah, but that's what I mean, the other fella that doesn't come anymore.
Me?
So, who wants to... I want people to predict the playoffs this... 5 weeks left.
Okay.
Actually predict the playoffs.
So who's going to be in the playoffs?
All right.
So there's a few that are quite easy. So I think we can all say Dolphins, Ravens, Chiefs, Eagles, 49ers, Lions, Cowboys. It's the ones behind them. So in the AFC, I want your 7.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Broncos. So
we've got Dolphins, Ravens, Chiefs, obviously. Are you going to stick with the Jags?
Yeah.
So, currently, it's Steelers, Colts, and Browns.
Hang on. So, you think the Jags are going to win that?
I think they will end up winning that division.
I'm going to stick my neck out and say the Texans are going to go past them, despite losing Tank Dell to a season-ending ankle break.
Yeah, about that, by the way.
Yeah, same. You're brilliant.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think I'm going to say the Texans overhaul the Jags, because that would be very Jags.
I'm also going with the Texans overhauling the Jags.
If Trevor Lawrence misses more than 1 week, the Texans will win.
I worry that what might happen is he might not miss weeks and he becomes a statue and gets hit a lot. Yeah.
So I'm taking the Texans.
Actually, I'm going to switch, and
I'm not ruling the Jags out of a wild card.
No, I think the fourth seed goes to the Texans.
Yeah, so
I think the Bills are going to come good.
I think the Bills will come good.
I don't think they will.
Do you not?
I don't think they will.
I think they will. I cannot see a way where the AFC East doesn't have two teams.
Yeah.
So it's going to be the Dolphins and the Bills, because it's not the Jets and it's definitely not the Pats.
Correct.
Behind the Ravens, that for me... So you're saying the Steelers at the moment.
Steelers are in there.
Steelers and the Browns are in there.
Yeah. I don't think it'll be both of them. I think it'll be one or the other. Old man Flacco gave me hope for the Browns. Kenny Pickett getting crippled gives me no help for...
Well, I don't think the move into Trubisky is that big a downgrade.
It's not. It's not.
And
I think the
Steelers' defense and running game is better than the Browns' defense and running game combined.
The thing that worries me about... I don't think Pickett is the answer at quarterback.
No.
But lately, he hasn't been making...
Mistakes.
No. I think Trubisky comes in, the mistakes come back, and they don't score enough points to... warrant that. I think the Browns go ahead.
Yeah, if Flacco plays as well as he did and they can keep that up, I think that it will be the Browns over the Steelers.
Yeah. I don't think it matters, because they just got out the first game.
It's still could be one real kind of wild card theory.
And that leaves the Jags.
There could be three teams on the AFC South.
Yeah.
Maybe. Who would that leave out, though? Who's in the AFC West?
Well, Broncos.
Yeah, see... I think
they've hit their peak, and I think they're going to regress to the mean.
No.
I don't think they will.
I do not.
I think they're going to be competitive right to the end.
I think the Chargers will not make the playoffs.
No, I agree with that.
No, I don't think they will either. And Staley is so much in trouble. To not be able to score more than 6 points against the Patriots, by the way.
Yeah.
We didn't mention the fact that Staley is making Herbert look pedestrian.
Yeah.
And it's just wrong.
Yes, bad.
Can we just accept the fact that...
No, we can't.
Okay. Okay.
I know where you're going with it. No, I refuse to.
Justin Herbert's better than he looks, but currently he looks terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're not going to accept it's time for Staley to go now.
Oh yeah.
You thought I was going to say Justin Herbert's not as good as everyone thinks he is. Yeah. Which of course I raised the point on Sunday and was shot down.
Absolutely, rightly so.
Yeah,
it's the same as your Philip Rivers isn't going to the Hall of Fame thing. Like, obviously, he is.
What's he won? What's he done?
He's won games.
What awards has he won?
He got 2014.
The 2017 Week 17 AFC Player of the Week Award.
There we go, yeah.
No, your enemy.
So
I'm not the one with a dog named after him.
You got done so hard with that. That was the best.
So for me, I think the Steelers drop out. I think the Texans overtake the Jags, but the Jags still qualify. Colts and Browns join them in the playoffs.
Colts.
Don't know about the Colts. I think it might be the Broncos. I just think it might.
I can
be
understand.
The
Broncos. I would go Broncos.
Yeah,
I might be. Yeah,
but again, there's some wild
I'd
teams.
Also
but yeah,
Texans
I'll
over Colts.
Yeah.
Well, I've got the Texans over the Jags. So,
I think the Jags might miss out.
The Texans without Tank Dell are different.
I still think.
It's going to matter. I think CJ Stroud is so good. I think he's really, really good.
So bring NFC, up the NFC. So Eagles, Niners, Lions, Cowboys.
Yep. Sold.
Sold. So we need the NFC South winner. And the two wild card.
Stop the NFC South winner.
I'm saying Falcons. As bad as it is, I think look, it's a losing record, but I think they probably beat the Bucks and the Saints.
I'm going with the Bucks over the Falcons.
I think the Bucks might pull this round. I think the Bucks are the most talented team. I just think they've been through a rough batch.
Two games back, though.
Yeah, I just think that I really feel like they could do it.
Bucks Falcons this week.
Yeah.
If the Bucks beat the Falcons, I think it'll be the Bucks. Yeah. If the Falcons win that, I think it'd be the Falcons.
Yeah.
I think the Saints are in trouble because Carr keeps getting injured and the team just isn't able.
I think they're the worst coached.
Yeah.
The fan base are calling out for Jake Haener.
Who?
The guy who's only known for the 6-game ban and the worst photos ever produced for someone in uniform.
I'm going to take the Bucks as of this time of speaking. Just think they'll edge through. I think they're good. Baker's been good.
I agree. I'm going to take the Bucks over the Falcons. Don't trust the Falcons at all.
I don't trust the Falcons, but I do. I think the Bucks have lost too many pieces on their defense, which is great, but they've just lost too much of it.
Right. So then we need two wild cards.
Two wild cards.
Cowboys filling one.
At the moment, we have Vikings and Packers.
I think the Packers will get there because their schedule is
so soft.
So soft.
I think the Packers will get there.
Packers will get there,
which means the Vikings probably won't. Does it not? Well, I mean, they could.
They're at 6-6.
As are the
Rams, Hawks, and just behind them are the Bucks and the Saints. I think we can rule out the Giants.
Right, so I think it's between Seahawks, Rams, and Vikings.
I would have the Seahawks over the Rams. I don't. The Rams just don't inspire me.
I agree with that, but are the Seahawks better than the Vikings?
Yes.
I would go. Do you know what? I'm going to go with the Rams. I don't know the schedules. I'm just. I think
there's more chance that the Rams will come good than either of the other two.
I think the Vikings will start to fall off.
I will go with John. I'm taking the Rams.
I think the Vikings.
I would, out of the three, I would like to see the Vikings. I like the idea of the Josh Dobbs story.
Yeah.
But I think Sean McVay is a good coach. I think Stafford is a good player. I just think the Rams have got the most potential to come good. Nakua is still playing really well.
Yeah, it's another one actually. Stroud.
Yeah, so I'll take the Rams, but I don't like it. I'm just taking them from what's there.
All right.
Gary's picked the Bears.
Of course he did. What have you done there?
Just wrecking my house.
Jesus Christ.
4-8 Bears. You never know.
I mean, you do.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, Paul. Who would you go with? We went. If you gone with Seahawks.
I said the Rams.
Or the Rams. I said the Rams.
I said not the Rams.
Not the Rams. Yeah. He's telling me who it's not, but he hasn't told me who it is yet.
See, at Seahawks and Vikings, I see the Rams falling off a bit.
So, Seahawks or Vikings?
Seahawks.
Okay, thank you.
Got there in the end.
We've already got the Packers, so we just needed one.
Seahawks.
Seahawks. Cool. Great.
Okay.
Cool. That's it. So,
do you want to have a quick game?
Yeah.
A quick game. Quick game, fast game. Right, so We all know how awesome Mike Evans is, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Because Mike Evans is awesome.
10th season with 1,000
yards. 10th season with 1,000 yards, right?
Never been done before.
Do you want to name the 7 different quarterbacks that he's caught passes from in his 1,000-yard march?
Baker.
Ding, ding,
Brady.
Ding. Ding, ding, ding.
Winston.
Ding, ding, ding.
Fitz.
Ding, ding, ding.
Blaine Gabbert.
Ding, 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 ding.
God,
there are two more.
Trask?
No. There are two more. To say they're both terrible would be unfair. One of them is properly terrible, and one of them has played for every team in the league.
McCown.
Josh McCown, ding, ding,
nice.
Ding.
Nice.
One of them is one of the worst Giants quarterbacks we've seen.
Barkley.
No.
Jake Fromm.
No. He looks like a giraffe.
Oh, Mike Glennon.
Mike Glennon.
Yes.
Fuck.
Yeah. Always putting his neck on the line for the team, though.
Yeah. When Evans first got drafted, Mike Glennon was his quarterback.
Wow.
Do not forget that. Yeah, he was deemed as the starter of the future. That did not end well.
Cool. Any games this weekend you're looking forward to? Week 14.
Cowboys.
We start off Thursday night, Pats Steelers.
Oh, God. Jesus Christ. That's going to be 7-0 again. Yeah. It's going to be like, yeah, Mitch Trubisky throws one touchdown and we lose.
That's not a tournament. That's like a fucking rancid diarrhea.
It's going to be...
That's the campaign that Gary's running for.
Boswell, 2 50-yard kicks, 6-0 again.
It's going to be terrible.
Oh, there's 2 Monday night games.
Yeah, it's that part of the season. Both of them are shit.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
It's a Sunday night game.
Sunday night, Philadelphia Eagles at the Dallas Cowboys is pretty
game
cool.
Game of the week.
Buffalo, Kansas.
Huge game.
Like, they've produced some humdingers in the last few years.
In Kansas as well. And the Bills desperately need a win.
They really need a win.
They'll go 6-7 if they lose that.
Yeah.
I like the look of the Colts-Bengals because that's two teams that could just... You don't know who's turning up.
Yeah.
You don't know if the Jake Browning experience is coming to an end. Gardner Minshew is the most weird quarterback in the league. They could just do nothing but running. It's going to be just a fascinating game.
Yeah, no, I'm with you there. And I'll also mention Rams at Ravens, because I never trust the Ravens, and the Rams are just berserkers this year.
Yeah.
Like, they could concede 40 points against this team. But they could also score 40 points on the Ravens because the Ravens sometimes just are really bizarre. But yeah, anyway. So, usual awards. Hottest seat. We've agreed that it's Staley unless
Belichick.
Until the end of the
Staley
season.
Staley and Belichick, yeah.
I think Dennis Allen for me. This weekend was embarrassing for Dennis Allen.
Wasn't good.
The whole thing just feels...
I think you're going to see a lot of coaching change at the end of the season. I think it could be 7 or 8.
Yeah.
Vrabel is the other one for me. I think Vrabel's in trouble.
Yes.
If McDermott loses this weekend, that is a...
I don't think it'd be him. I think he gets one terrible season. Because
they are saying he's safe for next year.
Yeah, I agree with you though, Paul. I think he should go.
Yeah,
I do.
The window's closed. You've missed the window.
It does seem that way.
You can't get over the hump.
Yeah.
You mentioned it was the Tony Dungy.
Yeah.
For me, it's that. You need someone else could come in and...
Well, I think next week it might be worth going through head coaches that we think are going through and quarterbacks, the big changes.
I
think there's quite a few that could change. Mm-hmm. Sweetest play?
Jameson Williams.
It's Jameson Williams.
It is for me as well. I am going to mention the hit on DeAndre Swift because
that was
brilliant.
That was a great hit. God, it was he knocked him into the next century. It was ridiculous. You saw his soul.
Remember Brandon Cooks got hit in the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
Brandon Cooks was looking at going, well, thank God that wasn't me.
Absolutely.
He had to be guided off the field.
Can I call out Tyreek Hill? Just for that first long bomb.
Yeah.
It's got to a point where that's so remarkable.
But it's so...
It happens so often.
Didn't he say that the ball was completely misplaced as well? Yeah. And he had to adjust?
Yeah.
And you're like...
They look at it, it was absolutely perfect.
All three of Debo Samuel's touchdowns were decent as well.
But Jameson did do the dive into the end zone, which always gets you extra kudos for me.
Does
Drew Drake Greenlaw's punch on Big Dom DeSandro?
Well, biggest balls, Big Dom DeSandro.
Tickle.
I was going to leave that one, but yeah, whoever takes on Big Dom.
Big Dom. Yeah, I mean,
Bo Allen, who used to play for the Eagles, has said that he would, in his own words, fucking die for Big Dom. Apparently, I don't know enough about the Eagles, but apparently he's like an absolute legend there.
Yeah, but I think the NFL is going to come down hard.
Oh, yeah, I think he is.
I think so too.
I think the biggest balls of the week surely has to go to the entire officiating crew and sideline for a man getting crippled and then just moving on.
Yeah, also, Dan Campbell again.
Yeah.
Because the Lions could have worked the clock and punted the ball back with a minute to go to the Saints and held on.
But they played.
And they threw the ball to Laporta when they didn't have to basically end the game. If that goes wrong, you've given the ball away right there. But that's big balls. That's what he's been good at. So, yeah, for me, I'm taking Big Dom, but that would be my next nomination.
Yeah, no, fair enough. So, Paul, have we got a clean sweep for Williams or? For sweetest play, you haven't had your nomination.
My nomination was the Tyreek Hill first catch.
Sorry, no, you're right. I just forgot.
Unbelievable.
It's late.
I think it's
still Jameson Williams. Yeah. So
for me, there's a lot of play in the NFL which happens so often, but you forget it's remarkable.
Yeah, no, it's great.
I did I made a mental note of Jameson Williams' touchdown this week. I was like, that's the one for me.
Yeah. We'll leave it there. We'll come back next week, week 14, nearly the end of the season.
It's not, though, is it?
No, it goes on.
It's like 5 weeks of regular season, 4 weeks of playoffs, then the Super Bowl.
I like that bit. This bit feels like a drag. Like, there's so many bad teams. It's not a drag, but like, I don't have to watch the fucking Chargers anymore. Like watching the Raiders.
Couldn't you just check if the Giants play the Chargers in this run-in?
The Giants-Chargers game. Oh, yeah. That's one we're all penciling in.
Do you know what? I'm bringing up the Giants' schedule here.
Because for me, there'd be nothing worse than watching a team I hate play the team who make me hate them.
Packers, I mean, the Saints.
Jesus. Giants-Saints.
Yeah. Eagles, Rams, Eagles. So, luckily...
Oh, man, you are getting molested towards the end of the season. That is ridiculous.
So, yeah, that's some shonky games. But, yeah. I'm going to check the Chargers, see if there's anything depressing.
You're going to need court-ordered protection for that. That's going to be horrendous.
Oh, gee, the Chargers. Broncos, Raiders, Bills, Broncos, Chiefs. Like, that's four molestings as well.
Not good, yeah. Not good. Right.
But yeah, we'll see you next week. Enjoy the weekend. And see you soon. Bye.